Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Presented by Freeman Webb is also brought to you by Tim Leeper Roofing, Wesley Financial, Rockwood Sustainable Solutions, IEI Inspection Experts, Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Place, Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers, Amplify Awards and Gifting, and Roy's Meat Service. Your sports live here on 94.9 The Fan and the Game Nashville Sports Network. Now, here are the hosts of the show, Greg Pogue and Coach Bubba Spears.
You're simply the best.
Simply the best, yes.
Yeah.
Parker Kelly producing. Well done. I don't know if he meant it or not, but we're going to give him credit for it as well. Coach Bubba Spears, Greg Pogue. It is the two-hour Saturday morning extravaganza from Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. 10 o'clock, one-on-one with Greg Pogue, and we're going to continue a lot of the high school talk in this from this first hour with a true legend. It's just not his Metro coaching nearly four decades. Maurice Fitzgerald played for the legendary John Merritt at Tennessee State, and it's just been such a vibrant part of our community beyond just athletics. So Maurice is going to stop by and hang out with us next hour. Coach Bubba, this is the Rockwood Sustainable Solutions first quarter. Get you some scores coming up at 9:15. Brentwood, the Bruins coach Clint Finch, big win last night at Smyrna, come from behind win. Our Wesley Financial prep legend of the week is former Oakland High and Tennessee Vol mammoth of a man, Jack Jones, is going to join us. Named recently one of the top 25 players in the Nashville area in the last 50 years. So what about that? And then Craig Ladd at the end of the show will always look ahead to week two. So what's up, Bubba?
Not much. Hadn't seen you in a while.
Good Lord. Yeah, we were over at NBA, at Pearl Cone last night, NBA at Pearl Cone, our very first year two Metro Schools Game of the Week, NBA winning that one as well. You and Chase and Nick Frazier, Chase McCabe, are going to be out at Antioch East Nashville Friday night as well. Also, we will be naming our very first Tim Leeper Roofing Mid-State Player of the Week. We get out every Tuesday, Wednesday, Paul Olson for Tim Leeper, you, me, the photographer, and we present it at the schools to the player and coach every week, so we'll get back on that as well. Beautiful night last night. A little warm, but hey, high school football, mid-August, what do you think?
Well, you know, that's all we can think about. You know, we was waiting for it to start, and it's finally here. It started Thursday night, and then it continued on to the night. So, and we'll finish the first week up tonight.
Yeah. We're going to go through some of the highlight games. We don't read them all here. And if you heard last night with the great coverage on the game Blitz with Big Joe and Brandon and Connor, they went through all of them. I don't have that kind of stamina to go, but you can go TSSAA or the Tennessean websites and get all of the scores statewide as well. Antioch last night, 20-7. Everybody's going to be looking at Andre Adams, but you were talking before we went on the air with Coach Arsente Broom. They're going to run the ball a little bit more this year?
Well, maybe a little different attitude, you know. But Andre, he had over 200 yards rushing, and his little brother had 140-something, I believe.
Yeah.
So they might be changing a little bit.
Well,
so
you keep doing it till they stop you, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And plus the clock runs.
Yeah. So East Nashville at Antioch Friday night, our Metro game on the game. Blackman 29-10 over Clarksville. They have 42 starters back at Blackman. One of them, Tristan Thompson, one of the top defensive players in the state, punt returner, had one return last night for a touchdown. Will Hester back at Blackman, rather.
Congratulations on Coach Hester's first win at Blackman. So a great program to go into with that many returning players, you know.
Hey. Brentwood, 21-20, come from behind win. We'll get more with that with Coach Finch coming up after our first break. Cane Ridge, 20-11 over Wilson Central. Columbia, 27 over Dixon County. But Dixon County with a new facility down there, you were telling me?
Yeah, a new facility. They opened up last night. Jumbotron, turf and everything, and the locker room. So
Does it have Jerry Pearson's name on it somewhere?
Well,
it should, right?
Right, right. It ought to if it don't.
Innsworth, 24-8 win. Tate Mathis takes over there at quarterback, had a big night as well, and also we'll get to one of their E.J. Gibson, the big night he had when we have our nominees for the player of the week. But 31 carries, 213 yards in that win for Tim Hasselbeck's team out at Innsworth. East Robertson, and we'll get more into this right there. Isaac Prince, listen to these numbers, Bubba. 33 for 241, three touchdowns. East Robertson beat Liberty Creek 28-21. Guess what? I'm going to quote the great Larry Munson when he was talking about Herschel Walker. My God, a freshman. He's just a freshman.
We're seeing it.
But a full-grown man, Chris Keelan, back in the mid-state. McGavick guy. He used to run with Walt Wells and Joe Dubin, so apparently he survived that. Up from Memphis coaching there, so good win his debut at East Roberts. I tell you, Cross Plains, they produce these Groves. I mean, on and on and on, the players they produce up there.
I got to see at the end of the year last year, East Robertson play East. You know, that was our game of the week. They're physical, too.
Yep.
They're physical.
Friendship Christian, Trousdale County. Coach John McNeil, congratulations. Friendship Christian, Trousdale County, big rivalry.
They got off the schedule for a couple of years, and now they finally got back on, and a big win.
It's going to be interesting to see if Trousdale County can ever get to where they were during the Satterfields, all of the Satterfields, right, through the great run with that. Green Hill, 15, Beach, 13.
Big game for Coach Couch.
Yep. Coach Couch, man, Coach Couch does a great job there as well. Hillsboro, 14, Kenwood, 7. Jamal Stewart, used to be at East Nashville, his coaching debut at Hillsboro with a win.
Big win. Anytime you can win the first game, you know, especially being at the new school, at a different school, it's big for your players and your coaches and the school itself.
Game we did last night, NBA 34-20 at Pearl Cone. First off, NBA's defense, didn't think they only gave up, the one touchdown,
right
offensively.
Right.
But Makai Moshe, he's going to get some looks. An outside linebacker, 6'4", 210, long, lanky. Not one, but two pick sixes, and both of them 30 yards.
Greg, I was in it for 40 years. I don't think I've ever seen a guy do that at high school level in the same game. I mean, 30 yards apiece, but two to the house.
Well, and on basically the same play,
right,
but each one of them to the different side. So he's lining up all over the place, sniffed it out, and we saw a couple good quarterbacks, T.J. Funk, who's committed to Toledo, big kid, strong arm. You got to think there's other teams. He's got like 25 offers. And Charlie Verner, he's been behind Hugh Price there. He's now a junior, shared time as Price now moves on to Southern Miss. But he's
very impressive.
He's obviously now he's a junior, first year full-time starter, quote unquote, but years of experience.
I tell you what I really liked about him. He threw those two interceptions, seemed not to bother me. He just kept on, you know. But he's a threat with his legs, too. He had over 120 yards last night.
Yep. Providence Christian, 24-9 over Eagleville. Marty Uvarard, of course, Oakland and long run at NBA.
Right.
And now at Providence Christian.
Not a long run running the farm because he was just out of it a year. But congratulations to Marty. What a great guy, great friend, and outstanding coach.
Tonight, Oakland at CPA. Of course, we had Kevin Creasy, the Oakland coach, on last Saturday. Engel Martin made that move to Division II and struggled early, got hot late. They didn't make the move to Division II, up to AAA Division II, bumped up. And so that, Oakland and CPA tonight.
It's going to be I'm telling you now that you better get there early. You'll be standing around, and they might have to turn you away because of capacity.
And a couple of games that were out of the mid-state we want to mention. Alcoa 43, Maryville 42.
Always
you talk about a rivalry. Is that an Alabama-Auburn type rivalry?
Right. I mean, it's always opener. Kudos to both schools continue playing. And
Baylor, you got to see St. George's, maybe the number one running back in the country, headed to Tennessee, Brentwood Academy, the rematch of that Division II Class AAA game. That was the Thursday night ESPN2 game as well. Did I leave somebody out? You were showing me something.
No.
Okay.
No. We covered it.
All right. You pointing at something. I thought I got it all.
I wanted to make sure we got Alcoa and Baylor in there. You know, they were Thursday night.
Well, this is the Rockwood Sustainable Solutions first quarter to Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. We're at Roy's Meat Service. And time now to name our very first. I've got 15 plaques out there in the car. Okay, and they're the same ones we've been giving away for a long time. Compliments of now 94.9 The Fan, obviously, Freeman Webb, Tim Leeper Roofing, and Amplify Awards and Gifting. We mentioned Isaac Prince. As a freshman, 33 for 241 and three touchdowns.
Reckon he's going to be the workhorse for East Robinson.
Well, he was last night.
Yeah.
E.J. Gibson, mentioned him, Innsworth, and that win over Whitehaven. 31 carries, 213 yards. Tate Mathis takes over. No, he's at National Christian, excuse me. Another Hasselbeck is now the quarterback.
The brother.
The younger brother. You, the older brother is now at Wyoming.
They had his first throw and catch, a freshman. First catch of his high school career went 70-something yards for a touchdown for Answer.
Yeah. So, and I mentioned Nashville Christian, Tate Mathis takes over for Jared Curtis. They're going to be playing each other Friday night. Innsworth and Nashville Christian, little neighborhood thing there going on. Quincy Mitchell, a name that we're going to be naming all year long. He was one of our Mid-State Players of the Week last week. Craig Ladd, our buddy, does the Forest games when he gets back off crutches.
When he can walk again.
Yeah, after breaking his leg.
Yep. The first three we've talked about are running backs, and they all went over 200.
Well,
that's a pretty good night, opening night, isn't it?
Quincy Mitchell, 100 for 11 carries, 200 yards, three touchdowns, 84-yarder, one of those in a win over Creekwood. Hillsboro, we mentioned Jamal Stewart's debut win there. Brandon Smith, 12 carries, 162, and a touch against Kenwood, 14-7. Marshall County, down in Lewisburg, Gavin Schrader, 18 of 28, 259, two touchdowns, six carries for 30 yards, another touchdown. So if my public education of Kentucky math, that was 289 yards of total offense and three touchdowns.
And here again, we bring up Tate Matthews, Nashville Christian. He was 13 of 22 for 172 yards and three touchdowns.
And then three carries for 51. So, you know, and I heard last night Jeff Brothers almost at midnight last night on with the game Blitz with Joe and the crew and talking about how he just sort of sensed it, obviously playing behind Jared Curtis, four-year starter there as well. Cameron Cruz at Page, Kansas State commitment. His dad is on the staff at Kansas State. I got to know him a couple years ago. He was on was on the TSU staff, or maybe it was 2 years ago, but he is now at Kansas State, and that's where Cameron Cruz is headed. 11 of 20, 172, four touchdowns. As Page, Coach Rathbone, they just keep on keeping on, right?
Just crank it back up again.
And over in Springfield, Jermaine Cobbins, three catches, 142 yards, touchdown, and a win over Rossview. And one other mention, Xavier Murray up at White House Heritage. You know the coach up there?
Right. Scott Murray coached in Metro. Coached in Metro, and he's been up there. He's done an outstanding job with the White House Heritage program. And that's his son quarterbacking, and he's been playing up there since a freshman. And this might be the year for Heritage to continue their play in the playoffs.
Xavier Murray, 21 of 30, 295 yards, three passing and one rushing touchdown as well. You want to go there?
You know me.
This is a high-level discussion
right
here.
You know me now. It's a quarterback-driven game.
You know I have veto rights.
Yeah, you got it, baby.
No. As a matter of fact, we're going to go. Let's go to White House Heritage.
Okay.
You have, and I have.
I'll go this time.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to give you a plaque, and you take your butt up there. No, I'm kidding. Xavier Murray, White House Heritage, is going to be our player, and his dad's the head coach.
Right, Scott. Good.
Yep, so we'll head up to White House Heritage Tuesday or Wednesday and drop off a plaque, make that presentation as well. All right, Rockwood Sustainable Solutions first quarter in the books. Coming up to end the show will be Craig Ladd, always looking ahead to week two. Bottom of the hour, the Wesley Financial legend, prep legend, Jack Jones, former Oakland, UT Vol, one of the top 25 players in the mid-state in the last 50 years. And coming up next, Brentwood coach Clint Finch. All that right here. Prep Football Talk on 94. Presented by Freeman Webb. We are at Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. Coach Bubba Spears, Greg Pug, Parker Kelly, producing back in the 94.9 studio. Bottom of the hour, our prep legend, Jack Jones, former Oakland, Tennessee Vol, recently named one of the top 25 players in the Nashville area in the past 50 years. How about that? So talk to Jack, Craig Ladd to end it. Last night, Brentwood on the road, a big win at Smyrna, 21-20. Bruins coach Clint Finch joining us. Coach, good morning. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Hope y'all are having a great morning as well.
Well, it's always nice going to bed with a win and waking up and it's still a win.
Absolutely. It was not the prettiest game to watch. I think every high school football coach loves the first game of the season because you're finally getting to play, but they also kind of dread it because they can kind of be the sloppiest game of the season. And I think that helped. We found a way to pull it out late, so it's a lot better being 1-0 than 0-1.
Coach, this is Bubba Spears. You know, you hit it, but, you know, we say this all the time as coaches, old cliche, you know, ugly wins better than a pretty loss.
All day long, you know, and you, I know you did it for a long time, Bubba. It's just it's so different no matter how many scrimmages and how long you practice. When you go out that first Friday night, there's a lot of adrenaline there, and it's just it's always going to be kind of what's exactly going to happen here tonight, and I think that was the case last night. But, yeah, we'll go out of there with an ugly win all day long.
Well, you know, Coach, too, as coaches, we know this. One of the biggest things of improvement during the year is that game one to game two, and I know that's the first thing you thought about last night when you got to the coach's office. We got to clean up our mistakes because it's the first game and everybody had them.
Yeah, and it's so hard because you're so cautious about trying to keep your kids healthy going into the season and limiting reps and all of a sudden, you know, you got to go out and play a full four-quarter football game. And you just – sometimes it – you get into that game healthy, but you know it's just going to be kind of a lot of rough spots and rough patches there. But absolutely, I think – every team in the state, you know, is sitting there saying, okay, we've got that first one out of the way now. Now we can kind of settle down and kind of be who we're supposed to be and play the way that we're supposed to play going into week two. And we think we should be a lot better going into week two.
Yeah, no, by the way, week two is Brentwood Academy.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, absolutely. They had a pretty good collection of football players over there.
You think?
Yeah. You got one. Let's start with your quarterback. Junior quarterback Gavin Strange is back. Long, 6'5", 1,900 yards, 19 TDs, 65% completion rate. That's a good place to start.
Yeah, and you know, as a sophomore for us last year, first year in our program, came up here from Memphis, did a good job. Struggled in the first half last night. He would tell you that. You know, we had some honest conversations. But what I really like about Gavin is, obviously, he's a good football player, at least, but as bad as the first half was, a lot of kids probably would have let their head hang and wouldn't have been able to come back and operate in the second half. And I think that's what these guys that are out recruiting Gavin need to realize. Really mature kid, went about as bad as it could go in the first half and then found a way to come in there and help us win in the second half last night. Didn't allow the first half mistakes to influence the second half play. And that's a pretty special kid. You know, when you have a high school kid that can overcome some adversity like that.
And certainly, just tell us a little bit more about your team. You got some decent players back on both sides, I see.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we expect good stuff from this team. We're pretty old and pretty experienced. You know, we have a lot of seniors, a lot of guys that have been in our program, you know, for 4 years. Feel like our receiver core. Last night, Parker Emerson, who's a three-year starter for us, had some huge catches. In fact, on the last touchdown drive we had, had a 3rd and 18 that we were able to convert because we got in his hands and he was able to make some moves. Jones Merrill is another senior, 3-year starter for us. Jones has been hampered by a hamstring injury and really didn't get to play in any of the scrimmages, but was able to go out last night and do some really good stuff for us. Little sophomore running back, Parker Cates, really kind of a receiver-type kid, but we've played him at running back, had numerous big plays for us, actually got our first touchdown on the board, took an inside running play and managed to kind of find an edge on it and housed it, which kind of gave us that spark to come back. So feel like we're really good with our skill kids. Feel like our offensive line, Kyle Nabrotsky's our left tackle. He's a BYU commit. We feel like he had a great second half last night. And then, to be honest, our defensive side of the ball played really, really well last night. We turned it over twice to Smyrna deep inside our own territory. And so we think they did a good job of kind of helping, you know, save our tail ends, because they played so poorly in the first half that they really stood up and did a great job just holding 12 points in the first half.
Sitting here talking to Clint Finch, the head football coach at Brentwood High School. Coach, having a 6'5 quarterback, number one, he doesn't have any problem seeing over the line. But you're fortunate, you know, he's, as you said, he's a junior, and he's going to sling the ball. But, you know, you have also a running attack also.
I think that was probably the best thing. We, in our scrimmages, we had really focused on throwing the football. We just hadn't worked the run game as much in the scrimmages. We have, like, again, with the number of athletes we have at wide receiver, we feel like we've got to get those guys some touches, right? So we had to focus on that. And we hadn't been really a heavy run-focused team during the scrimmages, but we found a way last night, especially in the second half, to run the ball on the ground. Again, Parker Cates, Isaac Carano did a really, really good job. And we're pretty old up front. We start five seniors on the offensive line. And we talked at halftime. We said, like, we felt our O-line communication was really bad in the first half. I said, listen, Smyrna's going to sit there and they're going to change front zones. They're going to stem those fronts late. You got to do a better job communicating. And most of our rushing yards came that second half. And at the end of the day, we were able to kind of close it out by just holding on to the ball, running out the clock, and getting to the point where we get in victory formation and get out of there with a win. So proud of our O-line for the job they did.
Let's see. I'm looking at your schedule. Looks like job security for Clint out there. Okay, this kind of schedule, right?
Yeah.
At Smyrna, good win. Brentwood Academy, Summit. Page, we all know the job Coach Rathbone does at Page, their big Williamson County rivalry as well. Then you get in to your region play, but and is it as simple as, I know it's never simple, right? But it just, that last game of the year just always seems to set up Brentwood, Ravenwood, Ravenwood, Brentwood.
Yeah, and you know, obviously a lot of football to be played between now and then, but you know that at some point in time, what you want to do is you want to put yourself in position to where you've got a shot to play for that region championship on game 10. And it's a unique situation. You know, two really good schools, not only in terms of athletics, but in terms of academics, and a great community that you know, supports their high school football programs. You hope it gets down to that week 10, and those two guys, which are only really about 5 miles apart, are playing for a region championship. And we're going to be tested between now and then. Absolutely. There's BA on the schedule. There's Page on the schedule. There's a really good Henry County team on the schedule. Williamson County teams, you know, we think Summit's better. We think Indy, Franklin. So it's going to be a test. But, you know, we feel like if we can put ourselves in position to be playing for a region championship, then our kids have done a really good job, and they've worked their tails off to get to that position.
Coach, a lot of times people don't ask you this, but how are you in your depth out there?
You know, in a long
season, and the people that you play, you know you're going to come across injuries.
Yeah, and it's going to happen. I mean, it happens at every level of football, but I think certainly when you get into 6A and you're talking about big student populations with a lot of kids that are big, a lot of kids that run fast, you're going to have injuries. Depth is always going to be a concern. It's a real concern for us on the offensive and defensive line now. It's hard to find offensive and defensive linemen. There's just not a lot of big kids out there. A lot of parents let their kids eat too many salads. And we need some parents feeding them a little bit more red meat and carbohydrates. But you've got to find a way. One of the really good quotes that I like is, the best ability that any kid has is availability on Friday night. So you've got to get through Friday night, but you got to be smart with how you handle your kids Monday through Thursday. We were kind of pretty banged up in our scrimmage season. Like I said, we were able to get Isaac Carano hadn't played in any of the scrimmages. It was his first time out playing last night at running back and outside linebacker. Jones Merrill, first time out. But, yeah, depth is going to be a concern for us. But I think the honest truth is there's not a football coach in the country that's got a little concerned about depth.
You know, you go to BrentwoodFootball.com, okay? Coach Finch, have you read your bio on there lately?
I let somebody else create all that stuff, and I hope it doesn't make me sound too bad or too good.
Well, I think it sounds pretty dang hip. Interesting facts. Okay, we got to coach both of your sons in the Brentwood football program. That must be really special. But loves to surf when on vacation.
I'm an old country boy from Cheatham County, so yeah. don't think I'm one of these Californians that grew up surfing Malibu. But my wife and my children and I, we started going to Mexico probably 20 years ago, a few other Caribbean locations, and our kids always wanted to try surfing. So I'm going to tell you, I do love to go surf when we go on vacation. My wife and I still get to go. But just because you love something doesn't mean you're good at it. You know what I mean? So I go out there and I flounder around and I fall off the board a lot. But I always tell them, like, try to get at least one picture of me getting up on that board. And that way people will think I'm good at it, even though I know I'm not real good at it.
Well, we've been doing this show 15 years. First surfing coach we've had, Bubba.
Correct. Yeah, that's right. Probably the last.
I'm not going to call him Surfer Dude. I just said he likes to surf. How about that?
I'd say he likes to have fun. I'm good at it.
Yeah. Well, that's just like I play golf. That doesn't make me any good at it, right?
That's right. Yeah. I'm in that same boat, too. Now, yeah. They can put down there avid golfer, but that doesn't mean I've shot under 100 forever. So.
Well, hey, Clint, good opening win. I know you got business with Brentwood Academy Friday night. We'll be keeping up with you all season long. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Coach, and good
thank
luck.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for covering high school sports. We appreciate what y'all do.
Yep. Thanks, Clint Finch out of Brentwood. They're in the conversation every year.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And maybe underrated because everything that goes on in Williamson County, everything that goes on in Rutherford County with those 6A schools, Ravenwood has sort of been a step ahead of Brentwood along the way. Of course, the Will Hesters of the world, the Ravenwood success there, no doubt about it. But the program he's built at Brentwood is sneaky, sneaky good. Maybe it's not that sneaky now.
Right. Yeah. It's not sneaky. He just does an outstanding job. And like you said, always in the hunt, and that's all you want is an opportunity.
Hey, we'll take a break. It is our Prep Legend presented by Wesley Financial coming up, Vol for Life, and Oakland product Jack Jones right here. Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb, Roy's Meat Service right here on 94.9. It is Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb, Roy's Meat Service, East Nashville. Our Wesley Financial Prep Legend this week is one of the best offensive linemen from the Nashville area. As a matter of fact, Mike Organ, you got to vote on the panel and a bunch of other dignitaries other than I didn't get called. That's fine. But I would have definitely voted for Jack Jones. Oakland, Vol for Life. And I remember seeing this young man when he just abused people when he was playing for the Patriots. Jack, good morning. What's up, man?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, how you doing? What's going on in your life?
Man, I'm currently up here in Maine right now. Started working for an artist and kind of doing some things in the music world. But I'm glad that y'all reached out, man. It's always great to connect and catch up with you guys.
Well, and I was reading just at Oakland High School, of course, 5-star and you know, signed with the Vols. If you were in the NIL world on a high school level, his senior year he had 121 pancake blocks. So we would have got him an NIL deal at IHOP, right? I mean, you just
allegedly, that's a big number. IHOP would have definitely got a call. I would have been working it. I don't know. I know these guys these days. They kind of, I think they get everything, you know, pretty much dialed in before they get there. But I would have been door knocking, man. If I would have needed a new set of tires, I would have been over at Firestone, man. We would have had O-line eating free. You know what I'm saying? We would have been running around town getting as much as we could. But, yeah, man, it's really cool, though, to see these guys getting paid. And, you know, I think for a lot of kids, it can change their future and set them up for success if they handle it the right way. So it's really cool to see.
Jack, this is Coach Bubba Spears. I tell you what, I remember watching you play, and and you went through at Oakland. There's no doubt in my mind if the NIL was coming through at your time, you would have been one of the ones that started it for the line.
Oh, he was already on John Jones Realty NIL deal already.
Nah, man.
Well, he would have been off of John Jones for sure.
Somebody needs to tell John I need an NIL deal right now, man. I need him to ante up.
You wouldn't be in Maine, would you?
It's funny. I people talk to me about it a lot, but to be honest with you, it really wouldn't have changed much for me. I was lucky. I think Tennessee they're on the higher end of NIL stuff, but I was NIL or not, I was going to be a Vol. So I would have just had to take in whatever they gave me because that's what it was for me.
Well, you know, Jack, tell us this. You know, you played for Oakland. You had a lot of success at Oakland. And you went on and continued at the University of Tennessee. Tell us the big change there when you went from your senior year at Oakland to your freshman year at University of Tennessee.
Well, I mean, I think the main one I think everybody can – it's pretty evident is people are a lot bigger and a lot faster. That usually that pretty much sums that up. But I think the biggest change, too, as a kid is just, you know, going away from home, growing up a little bit. You're not the biggest guy. You're not the fastest guy. You're not the strongest guy. There's only one guy that I ever saw that came into Tennessee where I was like, all right, he's kind of already the best. And that was Trey Smith. But I'll tell y'all a quick story about Trey Smith real quick. This is a funny one. He came up early. He was 2 years younger than me. And, you know, during spring ball, he was an early enrollee. It doesn't matter who you are. They're going to make you run with the twos the first day. I was running with the ones at right guard. He was running with the twos at right guard. And I was just kind of watching him all day. And I knew Trey. You know, I recruited Trey. I knew he was a baller. But I was just watching him, you know, for the first time in person, practicing with him. After a day of practice, I walked up to Walt Wells, and I said, Coach Wells, I think it'd be a good idea for me to learn how to play left guard because I think this guy's going to be starting at right guard. And he goes, I think that'd be a damn good idea, Jack.
Of course, Walt Wells, the head coach at Eastern Kentucky now, McGavick product here. Jack, you played for Thomas McDaniel there at Oakland. What do you take away from your high school days beyond just football? Because I know you played basketball and you were very involved in the community while you were in high school.
Man, I'm glad you brought up Coach McDaniel because I do think he's a big reason for the success Oakland has had. Not necessarily, you know, Coach Creasy's incredible, but he definitely left that place in a good position for Creasy to come in and take over. And we kind of started to turn, you know, he won one in 08. There were some years there, and then my junior and senior year, we really started – you know, kicking butt. And then obviously Creasy's come in and done what he's done, which is, you know, honestly probably one of the best high school coaches ever to be in Tennessee with the amount of rings and wins he's gotten. But man, you know, I just loved it, dude. People give me crap a little bit. They'll be like, you know, you went over to Oakland because it was the happening place to be, man. That's where I was zoned. I grew up watching. I grew up watching McDaniel and all those coaches, because I grew up going. I was watching Gary Rankin's game. My dad played at Riverdale, so I grew up watching, you know, all those coaches do their thing and win a lot of championships. That was like my first exposure to really high school football, was playing tackle football on that hill at Riverdale, on the side over there. Just why Gaston Miller broke one off for 80, but I knew all those coaches from growing up, and when they all went to Oakland, it was just like the perfect storm. That's where I was zoned. And I can't say enough about all those guys, you know, Matt Snow, Gardner, Coach White, Coach McDaniel, the list goes on and on, the Kreisky. And you see all these coaches, they've all gone and, you know, they're head coaches at other places, but we were so lucky to have that many, you know, good coaches for our little program at Oakland. And man, yeah, just loved every second of it. I think, you know, there's not much that beats running out of the tee, but it's hard to beat those Friday nights when you're lining down next to your buddy you played with since you were six or seven, and he's been fighting his tail off to start his senior year, and he knows he's got a limited number of games left. And, like, I don't think it much – you know, the purity of football doesn't get much better than that right there, so –
Our Wesley Financial Prep Legend of the Week, Jack Jones. Jack, obviously the Vols. When did you first get the diagnosis of spinal stenosis and just the news of that, and where you had to really just take care of yourself long term?
Yeah, you know, I went, I think it was my last game was Florida my junior year, and it was a tough game. I was getting stingers every time I would, you know, make the right hit on somebody, my neck would go back, and just got to the point where I was like, you know, this, you know, if you played football, everybody gets a stinger here and there, but it was just happening pretty frequently, and we just went and got it checked out with this specialist down in Dallas, and yeah, he just walked in and said it's over, and it, you know, luckily I have a great family and support group around me, but anybody that goes through something like that, or when the game, you know, comes to an end, it is your identity, and it's hard to get over that. But man, I think God blessed me with the ability to go out there and play and live my dream playing for the Vols, and I'm just very grateful for that. And over the past couple years, I've gotten to a point where I'm just thankful that, you know, there wasn't anything worse that happened. And really, that's what I prayed on as a kid, was getting to play for the Vols, and it happened. And yeah, it's always tough walking away from the game and your brothers, but, you know, it is what it is. And it's something that I think for the long term, you know, there really wasn't much of an option at all. The doctor told me, he's like, you're done today. You can't go out on that field. I can't let you as a doctor. So it was a tough one. But, man, like I said, dude, I was blessed to even get out there and play and live out my dream, which was running through the tee and playing for the Vols. I think if you're a Tennessee boy, you know what that means. And I think there's a lot of people that would, you know, give an arm or leg for that. And I definitely would. So it was just a tremendous blessing, you know, to be able to go out there.
And you know, and John, your dad, full disclosure, buddy of mine, your mom, Tracy, what a sweetheart of a lady. And your brother, you know, Pruitt, Liza Jane, Mary. I mean, that family had to have just come, you know, because it's tough to get that news, I would imagine. That support from your family, I guess, was huge.
Yeah, it was, man. And it was hard for them, too, you know. It's still hard for my mom to watch games and stuff like that, because she knows how hard it was on me. And they put a lot of time into it as well, you know. My sisters, I can't thank them enough for – they were dragged to so many ball games. Yeah. And they're always there to support me. And I will say my youngest sister ended up being, like, undefeated in high school for the – what do they call it? The women's they did like the flag football, at her high school at PCA. I call her Mary Mahomes, cause she was undefeated, never lost freshman to senior year for their powder puff, I think is what they call it. And she, so I will say maybe a little bit of that, you know, she was hanging around the football field, so she knew how to throw a tight spiral. But yeah, they spent so much time supporting me. My brother went to UT with me. So yeah, I know it was hard on them as well, but having that group of people behind me makes everything a lot easier. And, you know, sometimes some things are just tough, you know, and that's how life is. But I'm a firm believer that God has a plan, and you just got to keep rolling with the punches, and it'll be all right.
Recently named one of the top 25 high school players in the Nashville area in the last 50 years, Jack Jones. Jack, great to catch up with you, man. Go get some lobster up there.
Yeah, baby, I will, and I appreciate y'all having me on. It means a lot to me.
Thanks, Jack.
See you, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean,
that's tough.
Yeah, I mean, because
he was destined for Pro Bowl.
Yeah, he was NFL.
Yeah,
I mean, but he had to walk away, you know, to live. All right, let's take a break. Hey, we'll look at week two coming up. Prep Football Talk on 94.9 The Fan. Get out off the table, Bubba. Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. Look ahead, week two. We'll do it with Craig Ladd every week. Well, it won't be week two every week. It'll be week three
next week. Yeah.
Craig, East Nashville at Antioch. That's going to be the Metro game of the week on 102.5 The Game. Green Hill at Page. Thursday, CPA at Pearl Combe. CPA has Oakland tonight. So quick turnaround there. Lipscomb Academy at Ravenwood. Brentwood at Brentwood Academy. Had Coach Finch at Brentwood on. But Friday night, East Nashville at Antioch, Craig.
Absolutely, guys. This is a big ball game. East Nashville opens up their season tonight at Collierville. That ball game at 7 o'clock. They feature one of the best quarterbacks in the mid-state in senior Dallas Covington. He's committed to Western Kentucky, Gregory. So he passed for 2,110 yards last year, 22 touchdowns, and also 666 yards rushing and 7 scores. Antioch, 1-0 after a 20-7 win at Mount Juliet. Running back Thomas Davis, Colorado commit quarterback Andre Adams, they combined for 274 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns. But that defense for Antioch was absolutely paralyzing for Mount Juliet. They only allowed 139 yards of total offense. This will be the second game in the last 20 years between these two Metro schools. Last season game at East Nashville was a spectator's delight with Antioch winning 32-27.
Yeah, so you guys, Chase McCabe, you, Nick, out there Friday night. Green Hill at Page, Coach Crouch, Coach Rathbone, this is just right there, two really of the Mid-State's best coaches.
Absolutely, Greg. And, I mean, Green Hill, probably the upset of the night with their 15-13 win at Beach. You know, coming into this season, the Hawks lost 42 seniors off of last season's team, and they trailed 13-0 in the third quarter, came back and scored 15 straight points to register that upset. Whiteout Zillon Beard led the way, rushing for a touchdown first half, and then he had the game-winning score on a 31-yard TD reception from quarterback Seth Frankenfeld. Of course, Page, the reigning 5A champs, they've won 16 straight after last night's 48-14 win over Giles County. Kansas State commit senior quarterback Cameron Cruzy passed for 172 yards, 4 scores, and running back Isaac Otay, 204 yards rushing and a score. These two teams have previously played in 21-22 and last season, with the Patriots winning all three games.
Pearl Cone, their murderer's row they always start out with. Last night, NBA, CPA. CPA had quick turnaround. They've got Oakland at home tonight. But CPA over at Pearl Cone Thursday night.
You're right, Greg. They're hosting Oakland tonight, 7 o'clock at ballgame on MyTV 30. You know, the Lions, really, they're hoping for a better second year in Division II AAA after finishing 4-9 and 1-4 in the region. They'll need a really terrific year out of Missouri State commit quarterback Jack Van Orman. He passed for 1,652 yards last year, 14 touchdowns, and they've got a rugged, rugged schedule also along with Pearl Cone. Pearl Cone fell last night to NBA 34-20. The Firebirds' high-powered offense just managed 6 points as Pearl Cone defensive lineman Mikhail Moshe, he provided a pair of touchdowns on interceptions returned.
Yeah, two pick sixes, both of them. Yeah, and both of them 30 yards.
Yeah, it's you guys talked about that earlier in the show. I mean, that is unicorn stuff right there, you know.
Lipscomb, tough loss to McCauley. Ravenwood is Ravenwood, okay? That should be a pretty good one, too.
It should be, Greg. You know, the Mustangs, they lost a controversial heartbreaker at McCauley last night, 27-24 in Trent Dilfer's return as a coach. You know, Dilfer, previously there at Lipscomb, he was 44-10 and won back-to-back Division II AA state championships. So expect the Mustangs to be there at the end of the season. They really feature two of the top juniors in mid-state in tight end quarterback Gregory Kerwin and offensive tackle Ty Hathaway. Ravenwood, as you said, you know they're going to be there. They knocked off Madison Ridgeland Academy out of Mississippi, 29-14. First-year signal caller Brooks Brown, outstanding night. 20 of 24 passing for 222 yards. Running back Caden Pegues, he totaled 94 yards on the ground and 3 touchdowns. Last year, this game was a barn burner. 2 teams met for the first time. Ravenwood won 22-21.
These 2 campuses on Granny White Pike, about what, a par 5?
Yeah.
Well, for Bubba, a par 4. Brentwood and Brentwood Academy.
9th meeting all time between these two Williamson County schools, with Brentwood Academy winning 7 of the previous 8 matchups. Brentwood began its season with the winning by the slimmest of margins, knocking off Smyrna 21-20. The Bruins are led by junior quarterback Gavin Strang. He passed for 1,900 yards and accounted for 19 total touchdowns last season. And Brentwood Academy, they traveled to Chattanooga on Thursday night, and they fell to Baylor 38-20, which was a rematch of last season's Division II AAA state championship game. Ole Miss commit quarterback Cruz Jenkins passed for 244 yards and a pair of touchdowns, going to Middle Tennessee State commit Lex Baskin and Tennessee commit Keyshawn Bowman.
Lord. Other games, Springfield at Clarksville, Nashville Christian, Innsworth there over in West Nashville, Fayetteville at Friendship Christian, Riverdale at Father Ryan, Thursday night in Marshall County at Shelbyville. Thanks, Craig.
Thanks, guys.
See you, man. All right, that's going to wrap it up, right? Guess who's coming up next? Right across from you.
The legend.
Yeah. He's not as old as you are.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's,
yes, he
I've
is.
Checked the birth
no,
records.
No.
I don't know.
Oh,
I think we're all the same, pretty much, right? Anyway, all right, we'll take it, Bubba. We'll see you a Friday night, East Nashville Antioch. You'll be on that call, and we'll be back in here next Saturday morning. Prep Football Talk coming up next. It's 101 with Greg Pogue, legendary Maurice Fitzgerald, right here on 94.9 The Fan.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.